Another round of hearings. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is expected to hear testimony from Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and other Georgia elections officials when testimony resumes tomorrow. Some lawmakers on the committee say they're getting threats.
Illinois Rep. Adam Kinzinger posting a letter on social media that he says was addressed to his wife, that he says threatened the life of his family. Also saying that the darkness is spreading courtesy of cowardly leaders fearful of truth. Asking in the post, is this what you want, GOP? Pastors, though without saying who actually sent the alleged letter or why, and telling ABC's This Week.
My party has utterly failed the American people at truth. It makes me sad, but it's a fact.
GOP leaders, even former President Trump, have railed against Kinzinger and fellow Republican Wyoming Rep. Liz Cheney for their roles in the January 6th committee. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden says he's keeping an eye on the Senate as it gets ready to take up gun reform legislation.
I'm confident that there's a serious negotiation that's very close to coming to fruition.
The Senate bill would, in part, limit who can get guns, bolster so-called red flag laws, and address mental health and school safety issues. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he was hoping to get a vote on the bill before the July 4th recess. COVID vaccines for kids under 5 will become available this week after emergency use authorization from the FDA and the CDC for shots from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC's advisory committee approved the shots over the weekend, saying they offer young kids protections from hospitalizations, death, and possible long-term COVID complications. About 18 million kids will now be eligible for the shots. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Intense fighting between Russia and Ukraine continues in Ukraine's Donbass region as the war enters its fourth month.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces have attacked an oil drilling platform in the Black Sea. Russian officials say 3 people are injured and 7 are missing. There are reports of a counterstrike in the port city of Odessa, but Fox News has not independently verified that report. Meanwhile, the intense fighting continues in the east, as the city of Severodonetsk remains a focal point. A Ukrainian defense official says Russia is using 10 times the amount of artillery rounds as Ukraine on a daily basis. President Volodymyr Zelensky is back in Kyiv today after visiting Mykolaiv and Odessa over the weekend. Reporting in Lviv, Ukraine, Nate Foy, Fox News.
Facebook has removed a campaign video by Missouri Senate candidate Eric Greitens, the state's former governor who resigned in disgrace in 2018, for violating policies prohibiting violence and incitement, because the ad showed the Republican with a shotgun and declaring that he was hunting rhinos, or what some call Republicans in name only. The video shows Greitens with a tactical unit that breaks through a door and throws flashbang grenades. Twitter left the video up with a warning. Israel's leaders are dissolving their coalition government and calling for new elections.
Israel's prime minister is dissolving the state's parliament called the Knesset and will order another election, the Jewish nation's 5th in 3 years. A number of defecting legislators have left the year-old 8-party ruling coalition too weak and without a majority now for 2 months. An election could be held as early as October and sets the stage for the center-right Likud party of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to return to power. Israel's Foreign Minister Yair Lapid will, for now, serve as an interim head of government. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street, the markets are closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.